Please welcome, I believe, a genius, Cameron Carpenter.
Dressed in a rhinestone-studded T-shirt, snug white pants, and flamenco-heeled white leather shoes, Cameron Carpenter walks on stage for an afternoon concert at Trinity Church Wall Street in New York City. When he sits down at the church organ and begins to play, a symphony of instruments fills the hall. What you're listening to is not your typical church pipe organ. The polished wood console houses a mass of computer chips and circuit boards. Connected to numerous amplifiers and speakers, the organ's virtual pipes reproduce sampled sounds loaded into digital memory. Carpenter helped design and build a similar organ for New York's Middle Collegiate Church, where he's artist in residence. The organ has four keyboards, 32 foot pedals, dozens of buttons and tabs, and small screens with scrolling digital options. Carpenter says it provides an extensive musical palette that can combine old pipe sounds in new ways or create new sounds that don't originate from pipes.
Here's, for instance, a French horn-like stop, which might be found in an American organ from the 30s, for instance, romantic. What I wanted to do is have an off-pitch version of that, which is so rich and seductive and sensuous, and yet is made entirely from unchanged pipe organ sounds.
Among its engineering marvels, the virtual pipe organ makes use of technology that allows it to play bass notes of such low frequency that they shake the church and flicker the lights.
This is the only organ in the world, actually, that's a digital organ that is certifiably producing audible 32, 64-foot, and amazingly 128-foot pitch that's not only visible on a spectrum analyzer, but audible to the human ear and therefore musically utilizable.
Carpenter says the effect can also broaden the performance of traditional organ music.
Franck, romantics, all of these things will benefit hugely. And, of course, the tonal spectrum is not only increased, but the pitch spectrum of the organ, the register, is massively increased because now the organ doesn't have to stop at normal 16-foot pitch of 16-foot pipes, nor 32, but can go to 64, and therefore drop and drop and drop and continue to really reaffirm the organ as the most fundamental, well, grand king of instruments that there is.
Born in 1981, Carpenter began his life with perfect pitch and a photographic memory. He played piano at 4, toured with the American Boy Choir at 11, and at 13 performed for an audience of 3,000 at the Cathedral in Riga, Latvia. On his Grammy-nominated CD, Revolutionary, Carpenter includes original works alongside jazz, pop, and classical pieces adapted for the virtual pipe organ. The title track is a transcription of Chopin's Revolutionary Etude, in which Carpenter assigns the piece's grueling chromatic runs to his feet.
Basically, the piece retains its original form, but little lights are shined into new corners, in a sense. So basically, we go from this, etc., at the piano, and this. We go from that to this, which allows my feet and the coordination between my feet and the rest of everything to be challenged in a way and yet be challenged directly by the fabric of what Chopin wrote and not something I've contrived.
Carpenter puts his entire body into the music. At times, he has to hold tightly onto the organ bench to give his feet free musical range. While this is dramatic to watch, Carpenter says his artistry is about control and gentle refinement.
It's like it's no effort. It just rolls along, just flies along like the plane. But again, I think this comes from dance. I mean, in dance, of course, particularly in ballet, they want to be in the air. They don't want to be on the ground. That's like the organ playing, because it's you spend more time in the air than in the key, especially in something like this. And people don't realize how much the organ can dance, but it does dance, and it's not just this earthbound, you know, ironclad thing that roars along in heavy, sad chords.
Carpenter says he set out to change the tired, stuck-in-time image of the pipe organ as loud and plodding, and he believes he has the instrument to do it.
If it's the king of instruments, it's because the organ itself at its best, which is what I'm trying to go for here, and in the organs I design, is a non-entity. Because it can do and express everything and deny the organist nothing, it becomes simply a conduit for the music and for the performer's identity.
The virtual pipe organ allows Carpenter to compose, conduct, and perform all at once. And he notes that while the classic pipe organ is costly to maintain and ultimately unsustainable, its virtual cousin can preserve its sounds and create music not yet imagined. I'm Roseanne Scherbel.